Well, an argument between state and federal governments over who should pay for a legal hotline could be putting lives at risk. Recommended by the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody in 1991, the Custody Notification Service mandates that every Indigenous person taken into police custody in New South Wales be allowed to speak to a lawyer from the Aboriginal Legal Service. But after a funding cut last year, the scheme is at risk of not being refunded by either the federal or New South Wales state government, with each claiming it falls under the jurisdiction of the other. Wire reporter Tim Bennett brings us the story.
With the budget looming, it's now time to talk about funding. Who's paying what and how much? But a disagreement over whose responsibility it is to fund an important legal service for the Indigenous community is going to put lives at risk, according to some experts. The Custody Notification Service is a service that exists in New South Wales to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who find themselves in police custody. Philip Naden is the CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service in New South Wales and the ACT, and I asked him to explain exactly what it was that the Custody Notification Service achieves.
The Custody Notification is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week legal and welfare hotline. When an Aboriginal person is in police custody, a police officer has to call an ALS lawyer so that the ALS lawyer can provide legal advice and also to ask them, are they okay? No deaths in custody in police cells since the Custody Notification Service has been operating. And at this point in time, our funding's in jeopardy.
In jeopardy? But didn't he just say that there haven't been any Aboriginal deaths in custody since the scheme's inception? Who would want to cut funding for that? Well, it ends up that there's some confusion about whether or not the funding for the scheme should be a state or federal responsibility. The federal government argue that justice and law enforcement are state issues. And on that note, they pulled $500,000 of funding for the scheme last year. I spoke to Craig Longman from the Jumbana Indigenous House of Learning at the University of Technology Sydney, and he explained that there were other issues that confused the matter.
The states have responsibility for law and justice issues, but what we're talking about here is a human rights issue. The Commonwealth has responsibility for ensuring that human rights are met in Australia. And so where the state's decisions on law and justice impede human rights, the Commonwealth has both a moral and a legal obligation to step in.
Is there much of a difference to funding legal services for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders than there is with the rest of the population? That's a question I put to Melanie Schwartz, a law lecturer at the University of New South Wales.
You can't ignore the fact that Indigenous people are so heavily overrepresented in the criminal justice system. There is a direct link between the adequate funding of Indigenous-specific legal services and how well Indigenous people do in their contact with the criminal justice system.
Now, today, The Wire contacted both federal and state ministers for Aboriginal affairs, as well as the state and federal attorney generals. No government representatives would speak to us, but we did receive a statement from the office of Mark Dreyfus, the federal attorney general.
A custody notification service was a recommendation of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. It is essential that this service is appropriately funded by the New South Wales government.
So the federal government is behind the program, but insists that it has to be paid for by the New South Wales state government. The response went on to say this.
The Commonwealth Government currently provides Aboriginal Legal Service New South Wales with ongoing funding of almost $17 million a year.
And that's a point I put to Phil Naden of the Aboriginal Legal Service.
The $17 million is for our core business of criminal law. There's no money in our budget to support the ongoing service.
It does seem strange that anyone would be opposed to the continued support of the program, and yet a simple argument between who will front the money for the scheme is not only putting the service on the chopping block, but risking the lives of the Aboriginal men and women taken into custody every year. UNSW's Melanie Schwartz doesn't get the logic, and she sees this as potentially the single biggest issue for closing the gap for Indigenous people in custody.
Any government, whether it's state or federal, that can pretend to have any interest in reducing the degree of Indigenous representation in the criminal justice system, the mind boggles at why, out of everything, I would have thought that this was the most important thing to retain funding for.
Melanie Schwartz, law lecturer at the University of New South Wales, ending that report by Tim Bennett.